Okay, well, hello there. This is Marlies with Foodville here on KXRW 99.9 FM. And I have a question for you. How many varieties of apples will there be at the Mount Hood Harvest Festival coming up on October 10th? If you said, I don't know, 50, you gotta raise it up a little bit. If you said 75, well, there will be more than 75 apple varieties to taste at the Mount Hood Harvest Festival. Let's talk about over 100, specifically 125. 125 apple varieties at the Mount Hood Harvest Festival. I was in Mount Hood a couple of weeks ago, and I talked with Crystal at Kiyokawa Farms on another fruity note about peaches, because, oh my gosh, the peaches were in amazing form. I bought a few cases, and this is what Crystal had to say about the difference between canning peaches and eating peaches, as well as a little wisdom about ripening and some pear tips.
White peaches are great for just fresh eating. They are very sweet, typically. They break down a little bit too much for cooking, so you don't really want to use them too much for cooking. Canning is going to be more for the yellow peaches. Yellow peaches are more of a peach flavor, not quite as sweet. They get different flavors, like tangy versus bold versus, you know, just the sweetness. But they are really great for canning and baking. Ooh. Or grilling. Ooh. Grilling is really good with some of the, like the Rosa peach that we have, which we are out of right now. That one's really great for grilling.
Because it has a little more fiber to it, and so that kind of holds together. Is that what it is? Or?
I believe so. It's just a thicker peach.
Okay.
You know, I guess thick is a weird way to put it.
Well, if it works, it works. It's all good.
Yes.
So how do you ripen a peach?
A lot of people like to stick them on the counter and let them ripen, maybe in a brown paper bag. They'll seem to ripen a little faster. Me personally, don't put anything in a brown paper bag on my counter, or I will forget what's in there. So I set mine out, and so I see it every day, and I can watch it ripen.
Is it the heat that ripens it, or is it just the time?
It's the temperature and the time, the combination of the two. If you have it in the refrigerator, it's not going to ripen.
Gotcha.
And that's cold in there.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because a lot of people do put their fruit in the refrigerator, and then it sort of rots sometimes.
Yes, if you just leave it in there too long, definitely.
It never ripens, it just
kind of, I guess I'm not sure what you want to call that, just kind of just stays in the form it's in and just doesn't ripen.
Huh. What did you say about, you said something also about pears, and how many different kinds of pears do you have here?
Okay. We have a lot. We have over 100 different varieties of apples, and then when you get to pears, I want to say we have at least 20.
Mm-hmm.
Can't guarantee that one, but we have at least 20, and at this moment, we have four that are in, and they're just starting to come in.
And what are the best canning pears in your opinion? You're a canner, right?
Yes, I definitely can. And I would still stick to Bartlett's for canning. For cooking, I don't necessarily cook with the pears other than making jam.
Mm.
And I will make pear butter, usually the Stark Crimson for that one, which is a red pear on the outside, but it's very delicious.
Well, yes. Thank you so much. Any last words?
Come and visit.
Yeah. There,
it is. Once October hits, it is going to be a totally different story.
Okay.
Come during the week when it's a little slower.
Okay.
Unless you like crowds, then come on the weekend.
I love it. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Having this moment.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, there you have it. A little pear and peach wisdom from Crystal at Kiyokawa Orchards. Is it a mounthoodfruit.com?
Yes.
Okay. And this is Marlies with KXRW. Take care.
Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country.